All right, we're chatting with Desi Smith, who is the president of the Foxhaven Golf Course here in High Level. And just out of curiosity, how is the conditions right now?
Yeah, they're very good. It was a rough start to the season because of the cold winter, cold spring, but the grounds crew's been working hard, and they're doing a great job out there. The greens are really good shape now, and the course overall is in very good shape.
Yeah, I know. I was out playing it a little while ago, and the greens are in really good shape. Really, mm-hmm. really roll well. And so you're busy with doing that. What other features are you talking about? Pro Shop?
Yeah, the Pro Shop is, they've got some stock in, shirts and hats and tees and gloves, whatever you need for that. And the staff is very good at keeping the place really well maintained. And they wash the carts every time they come in. And they're all doing a great job there.
Yeah. And your kitchen's running smoothly?
Oh, yeah. The kitchen's going great. Foodie Hospitality, Fatty Tanash is looking after us, and he's been doing a great job there, and we're happy to have him there.
Tournaments. What kind of tournaments are coming up? Because you got a big one this summer.
Yeah, we've got the Midnight Open. It'll be the 50th Midnight Open, mm-hmm. which should have happened in 2019, but as we all know, we had the fire, and then last year we had a pandemic that's still ongoing, and we had more rain last summer than ever in history, so it was delayed, but the big thing was the pandemic. So it was supposed to be, we were going to try and have it June this year, but then the pandemic was still shut down. And mm-hmm. so we're shooting for the tournament will be 21st, 22nd, but there's a global, retro global event Thursday evening.
Yeah, that's the 70s theme.
Yeah, that's right.
All I can remember of the 70s, that's when I graduated, was platform soles. I had some monstrous platform soles, polyester pants, and leisure suits.
Yeah.
So if you got any of those, you just show up.
Sure. Or, yeah, or any other theme from the 70s that you, like say from a movie or a TV show or something, you could maybe go that way as well.
Oh, yeah, Dukes of Hazzard. And so that's the big one, is there's a $50,000 hole-in-one on that one, and a great weekend full of stuff.
There's going to be all kinds of hole prizes and all kinds of goodies for everybody. The committee's been working really hard on this for a couple years here now, as it turns out, and mm-hmm. it should be a great event.
Club Championship, what's happening with that?
Club Championship, I think it's the second weekend of August.
Second weekend of August, okay.
Yeah, it'll be, and it's actually a club members weekend, so the Saturday is a members only scramble and supper, mm-hmm. and then Sunday will be a stroke play event for Club Championship.
And there was one other one I'm trying to think of.
Well, I think it's a driving forward event that's going to be on as well.
Okay.
And that's in, I believe it's the weekend after the Club Championship.
And that's for?
It's good for people developing, you know, any mental health issues, and there's all kinds of activities they have to support people having any issues.
Well, that's good. That's good. Busy time. I hit the links with Bill McNeil. my game has gone to pot over the years. Bill's hasn't, so it should be an interesting time. And Bill, he works out there as well.
Yeah, Bill is our ground superintendent, yeah.
Yeah, he's keeping great shape of that. And I play hockey with him all the time, and should be interesting because he shoots at me when we play hockey. Let's hope that doesn't happen. Haven't been able to do it alone, and you've got a great bunch of volunteers.
Yeah, we're pretty fortunate. We have a number of active volunteers, and you can never have enough volunteers, but we sure appreciate everybody. We had a bunch of people step up to come down and work at the casino in Grand Prairie last weekend. It came up with real short notice, so mm-hmm. we were able to line up some people that come out and help, so that's huge. We'd like to give a shout out to them.
All right. And the a lot of work going on around, like I've noticed in amongst the trees, how cleaned out it is, and there's grass growing in there.
Yeah, there, we got a couple real strong volunteers that are always cutting out in their growth, and it's looking really good. And we're doing different improvements on the grounds as we go, like improving sand traps and mm-hmm. the around the greens and surrounds and everything, and yeah. It's just an ongoing process.
even right into the clubhouse.
Oh yeah, the clubhouse has needed some TLC because it's been there for quite a few years now, and also I guess the Big D House. A shout out to that crew, the committee there. It started back in 2018 with a tournament in memory of Daryl Thiessen. And then with the fire and all the rest of it going on, it's completed now and it's open for business, and it's a real nice facility on the grounds there.
Thanks to Desi Smith for dropping by. He's the president of the Foxhaven Golf Course Golf Club here in High Level. And thanks once again for dropping by.
Thank you.